Wonderful part of our Fellowship Sunday is our children's Bible story. So if you have any children around you that are small enough to sit on the floor or the steps or the stage or somewhere in this general area, I'm sitting right here and you start sending them this way, okay? It's time, kids, to come, and I need someone that's really brave to sit right here to help me. Here we come. Oh, John, you're coming. Yay. So I'm going to sit right here, and you all can be anywhere right here. Can you hold this for me? Don't open it. It's a big secret. Oh, boy. I love the children coming. I remember when we used to have a house full of eight sweet little children. Now they're eight sweet big children. And we used to always sit and have Bible story every night. And I would tell the Bible story, make all kinds of funny sounds, you know, and Bonnie would just corral and keep everybody going. Okay, there's more coming. Okay, everybody. Now, there's a verse that's going to be up on that board, and I'm going to read it to you. And kiddos, if you want to, it's that same one there. And mom and dad see the pretty one with all that, but you can look around. But what I want to talk about is the truth from God's word that each one of us were designed by God. Now, before I start my message, how many of you have brown hair? Raise your hand. Okay, how many of you have blonde hair? Raise your hand. How many of you have no hair? Raise your hand. Okay, how many of you are boys? Raise your hand. How many of you are girls? Raise your hand. Did you know that your hair color, your eye color, some of you have brown eyes, let's see, you have bluish green eyes, I believe, Mr. Money. You have what color?
Blue.
You have blue eyes. I see brown eyes. You have red eyes. Oh, parents. This one needs sleep over here. But this is what the scriptures say, and you can see it up on the board, and I want to read it from my Bible, because who you are today is a direct result of God designing you. Now, your family, whether you're a boy or girl, when you were born into your family, which one, the first, the second, the third, the last, the only, every one of those things God picked. He picked your parents, you didn't. He picked you, they didn't. He picked your hair color, your eye color, whether you're going to be real tall or real short or real wide. No, I think we picked that part, the real wide part. But this is what it says up on the screen. Your eyes, and that's David talking about God, saw my substance being yet unformed. In your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. That's talking about God designing us. And before that it says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, I'm going to let you all, thanks, John, for holding this. Do you see this envelope? If you saw this laying on the ground somewhere, would you think it just happened, or would you think that somebody made it? Did this just happen? Do they just kind of show up, envelopes like this?
No.
No, actually on the back it says it's a Jiffy sealed air mailer. So somebody actually autographed it that made it. See right on the back, see that? It's designed by someone. But look what's inside of it. Now this is really special. I'm gonna pass it around, but it's 3,000 years old. How old?
3,000.
Three what?
3,000.
How many of you have touched anything 3,000 years old before?
A tree.
A tree? You've been to the redwoods. This guy has been around. That's why his eyes are red. I mean, he's really been around. Okay, I have a pot handle. You see this? This, I was in Israel, and I was teaching about David and Goliath, and there were a bunch of archaeologists digging in the ground. That's what archaeologists do. They dig in the ground. And I saw them with a pile of these things, and I said, what are you doing with those? And they said, oh, these are the ones we don't need. I said, well, can I have one? And they said, yes. And I said, can everybody in the group have one? And we all got one. I said, when you found this in the ground, what did you think? And they said, the first thing we thought is someone made this. 3,000 years ago. This is a handle. It goes like this on a big pot. And you would hold it. See that it's made for your hand like this. And they said, we know that someone 3,000 years ago, a man or a woman or a little boy or a little girl, took clay and they took their hands like this and they formed it. So here, Mr. Red Eyes, what's your real name?
Wade.
You can look at it first, pass it on. Don't drop it because it's right off my shelf. But when you see that little pot handle, the archaeologists, as soon as they saw it, did not think it just happened. When they find some kind of a pot or like an arrowhead or like a sword, it didn't just happen. Someone made it. That's what archaeologists look for. They look for little pieces of civilization. She used to watch something called Discovery Channel.
No, it was called Expedition Unknown.
Expedition Unknown, and archaeologists were finding stuff, weren't they?
There was this archaeologist.
We have Miss Personality right here in our Bible story. What's your name?
Natasha.
You're a sweetie. Did you know that? With blue eyes. And so, look around you at all the people out there. Everybody look, see kids, look out there at all those people. Do you think they just happened or did someone make them?
God made them.
Oh, God made them. Now, I want to tell you something for all of you to think about. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That means God designed whether you're a boy or a girl. Who designed you?
God.
Oh, let's all say that together. God made me. Now let's try it all together. Three words. All of us. Let's try it. You ready? God
made me.
How about them? Did God make them?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
They didn't just happen?
No.
How about, here's something else. I always carry this in my phone. In my pocket. Do your parents have these things? Do you think that they were walking outdoors and in the parking lot and they saw this between the dandelions? Do you think that? And they picked it up and found it?
No.
No, they went and bought it somewhere.
Yeah.
Did someone make it or did it happen?
Someone made it and then they put it in stores and then they bought it.
You better right now. Where's your mom and dad? He needs the restroom. Go that way. Someone will help you. Now, isn't that good? That's what used to happen in my stories all the time at home. There goes mom. Good. It's going to be safe. Yeah. What a good mom. She saw that. Okay, before we go, it says, your eyes, that's God's eyes, saw my unformed substance, and they were written down. God designed you to do something for him. Kids, look at me, all of you, like you're in the Bible story. If you're a boy, God made something that only you can do as a boy. If you're a young lady, all done with it, can you pass it all the way here? Pass. Everyone keep passing it. If you haven't touched the pot handle, put it down here if it hasn't been around. Everybody touch it. If you're a little girl, God made you for a specific purpose that only you can do. If you have brown hair, God picked that. If you have blue eyes, God picked it. Everything about you, God picked for his glory because he designed you for a purpose. And you know what we're supposed to do? Ask him what he wants us to do. So I'm going to pray right now. Everybody fold your hands. Who has my pot handle? I'll grab it before you leave. There we go. Hey, Mr. Buddy. You all done with that? Thanks. I wish I had your curly hair. No, I don't really. It would take a lot longer to get ready. But fold your hands like this, and what we're going to do is, I'm going to pray, and while Pastor Barnett's praying, I want you to think about what I'm saying, because what I'd like each one of you to do sitting here is say, God, you made me, I want you to use me. That's the greatest thing you can do in life, is ask God to use you. And he knows what's best, so you say, I'm ready, use me. And he will show you in life what he wants you to do. Okay, let's bow our heads. Here we go. Father in heaven, I thank you for these precious young people. They have their whole life ahead of them. They're so bright and so quick and so communicative. They're just a blessing to be around. But you designed each one of them uniquely. The family you place them in, whether they're a little boy or a little girl, the color of their hair and eyes, whether they're big and tall or short, Each one is perfectly designed for what you want for them to do. I pray that all of us sitting that are not little people on the platform would realize everything about our life you planned, and you want us to just say, Lord, use me. And I pray that you might, and also that you would use these offerings as we give our offerings to you now. It's just like a little token that you made us, you designed us, all we have is yours. And just like the offering, we give ourselves back to you now. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And all God's people said, amen. The ushers are going to come with the offering right now. And all of you kiddos, how many of you know where you came from? Your parents, you know where they are? Go find them, okay? See you soon.